What's poppin', peoples? What we're about to listen to is a throwback episode that was never aired, that was never played upon the airways. But my thoughts, my sentiments, everything I go over in this episode remains the same. Snapchat continues to be a mystery to me. I don't even use Snapchat anymore, to be honest. I've completely given up on it. But I pray on my life that you all are able to find value in this episode. I hope this is able to mold your opinion, mold your belief system, at least have you thinking differently. Because that's what we're all trying to do. We're all trying to think differently. We're all trying to be better. We're all trying to become better. So I wish these things upon you. Again, I wish you guys beauty. I wish you guys the ability to channel your inner beauty on a deeper level every day that you wake up. I wish you guys strength. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Please enjoy this episode. From last decade, from October in 2019. What's poppin', peoples?
I'm having a beautiful day. It's an extremely beautiful day. A lot of love, a lot of fun, and I wish all of this with you guys. That's why I'm here, to share this love and this fun with you guys. More importantly, I'm here because I came across the realization of what social media really is to me, or what I'm what I'm noticing myself using it for. Like, whenever I post anything on social media, or even to this wonderful podcast for you wonderful people. I have no idea who listens to this, to be honest. But if you're listening, you're a fucking wonderful person, and you're beautiful, and you're cool. And you're here to learn with me, because that's what we're doing here. We're just learning about life together. And what I was realizing about social media is that I've noticed that, or I've already begun to notice that it's more of a diary than it is. I mean, it's commonplace to use it as like a personal selfie directory. That's what I see a lot of people using it as. And I me personally, I fucking use it for the same reason. I just started getting bored of looking at pictures of myself. So I was like, well, what else can I use this for? And it just kind of dawned on me that I'm basically just writing a message to my future offspring. As if they're not going to be children. Yeah, my future children. They're basically going to be like, well, what was daddy doing before we were around? And it's like, check my Insta, little bro. Not really, it wouldn't be like that. But I feel like in the age, the world that we live in, the way the technology is just rapidly advancing and entering into our lives deeper and deeper every day, I feel as though by the time our kids, today it's October 3rd, 2019, so it's we're at a point in history where our kids are basically going to be, I don't even have kids, so I can't say for sure, but I'm very familiar with people who have mentioned stories of their two-year-olds understanding how to use YouTube and how to reject a phone call while they're using YouTube so that they can continue watching their cartoon or whatever it is they're watching on YouTube. So it's like, these children are fucking amazing. What? Okay, the post that I'm remembering was my friend posted, nobody can decline a call faster than a two-year-old watching YouTube on your iPhone. And then I saw a lot of people that have children obviously responded they experience the same thing, and that kind of stood out to me in the sense that these children, people will always, if you talk to any mother or actually I don't really hear it from fathers now that I'm noticing, but if you talk to any mother about their child, their infant who is less than 18 months old, they're going to say, he's really smart. And I'm not, like, trying to knock the intelligence of the child. I'm just saying, like, they say that because they will always, I'm not going to say always, a high percentage of them will underestimate the intelligence of a newly born human being. Me, personally, I just adapted the belief that every baby is, like, a million times smarter than me, and I just need to shut up and listen to them. And so I do that. So whenever they, like, my point being, living under the presumption that babies are geniuses waiting to be molded into whatever the parent or their environment will mold them into, this technological environment that we live in is going to mold them into basically robots, where, like, who's to say AI, like an artificial intelligence doctor, births this baby, cuts the umbilical cord, and then the baby is the one that then shuts off the machine, because fucking human beings, our evolution of mind is so advanced, like, in comparison to, like, evolution of body. Like, the way we think is so much more advanced compared to how it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I've had a Snapchat for less than 5 years. Like, that's how new technology is. My point being, ultimately, the social media, the Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Tinder. I had to throw that out there for myself. The Snapchat for everybody. I had to learn the hard way that Snapchat is only reserved for booty calls. Like, this is me learning the hard way. The hard way that, no, don't talk to anybody about anything except late night booty. Or at least, like, that's what I've attracted on my Snapchat. I'm sure there are other people who are trying to do other things. I just haven't, I guess, I don't know, possibly haven't opened my mind to that possibility, so I haven't met those kinds of people yet. But I invite you guys to hit me up. Let's do something on Snapchat that's not booty calls. But yeah, like, I'm saying this so that my children, my 3-year-old children, in like 10 years, 15 years, 100 years, can listen to this and laugh, be like, what is Snapchat? But yeah, these are just like a couple of thoughts on my mind. Social media can be used as a diary that we tend to and nurture every day, a diary that we intend to pass on to our children, so that we can show our children that we are living these principles that we are trying to instill within them, to show our children that mommy and daddy are making rules based on experiences and not just made up shit. I don't know. I don't have children. I'm not entitled to say anything. I can only just hypothesize and smile. I love you guys. I really appreciate you listening to this. I wish you guys love, strength, wisdom, beauty, positivity. I really wish you guys the ability to discover more and more of your inner beauty every day. I love you guys. Peace.